Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finger Agistipe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the battle of the mind. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome you again to tonight's broadcast. As the presenter has just given us the topic of today, the battle of the mind. The battle of the mind. Without no make mistake, there is ongoing battle constantly in life. It could be physical and it could not. But everyone, or let me say, every individual is engaged in one kind of battle. For instance, when I'm hungry, I have to look for something to eat. In that process, I'm trying to fight hunger and to subdue it by getting something to eat. Also, it could be a military engagement. It could be a physical warfare. And it could be a spiritual warfare. Our tonight topic is basically based on the aspect of the spiritual one, which I call the battle of the mind. When we want to divine the mind, we can divine it as that which that is responsible for one's thoughts and feelings, especially the seat of the faculty of reason, the mind. I'm talking about the mind, human mind. This is so complex. And in recent years, science has discovered many fascinating things about the human mind. They relate human mind just like a computer, in which they said, your mind can store facts and impressions and even emotions and record them years later. That is by way of calling the memory. Just like in the computer, you can curate a project and start it in your hard drive. So also, by the human mind, the mind of man has just make human mind to be like this computer invented by human being that can store information. And they said, it can store facts and impression and even emotions. So also, human mind can reach into the past through memory, just what I just said. Or it can reach into the future through imagination. Your thinking affects your feeling and your willing. Your thinking affects your feeling, and your willing. I said this, the doctor will say you are what you eat. That is, if you want to lose weight, don't eat this, don't do this, do exercise. But the psychologist will say to you, you are what you think. And tonight's broadcast is based on you are what you think. Without no apology, I believe that God is creator of heaven and earth. And the Bible said, God created man in his own image. Then the question is, if God created man in his own image, does that mean that God just has two eyes like me, two legs like me? Then, if I have to base my argument on that reason, then I will contradict Bible, which is not contradicted. The Bible said, heaven and earth cannot contain God. And Jesus said, God is spirit. And just like I just give us the recent discovery by science. I haven't even go deep into the psychological feature of the mind and what is kind of battles that is going on in human mind. Just like we just say in the computer, I can have my computer. Probably I can store the information about 20 years in my computer. And by one way or the other, maybe today I can just open that computer, just go to the where I store it, I recall it. I can put some data into my computer. Just like I want to travel from here to California or in USA. By going through my data, I can calculate the distance and the proportion to the speed at which my vehicle or whatever the means I'm going to ride to California will take with time. I can determine the exact time that I supposed to be in California, all things work equal. That is, I can go through the past by memory, and I can go to the future by imaginations. Now, by this argument, I just believe that the image that the Bible is talking about, that God was creating man, he has to be the mind. Don't make mistake. Man is not equal with God. Because by human science, we have discovered that energy move from higher to lower level. There is a difference. You feel the difference of energy. I'm not going there. Man made by God in his own image. And the mind of that man, I believe, is the image of God, because that is the ability of man thinking. If I decided to be eating whatever I want to be eating, or if by peradventure I try to poison him, I do something, what can just be affected is only my physical body. Just like the doctor will tell you, you are what you eat. But with the mind that I'm talking about, he's so sophisticated that he doesn't even eat nothing. Though the nature, the physical nature, can have some small effect on it. That has to do with perception. So let's go briefly. When I look around, I try to divide the mind into basic psychological features. And then I divided it into four. I won't have much time, but I will try my best so to make a rational conclusion about the battle that is going on. Just don't forget about the psychological, what psychology says, that you are what you think, as against you are what you eat, by the doctor. It is good to take care of ourselves so that we look good, so that we can be thinking good. But that does not mean that our thinking is good. A very good-looking man can be evil. His thought can be evil. While somebody we think is ugly can have a very good thought, which is mind. The four basic psychological feature that I try to divide our human mind into are thoughts, events, knowledge, and motivations. I will repeat. Thoughts, events, knowledge, and motivation. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, from verse 10 to 18, which I may not have time to read. But I want to point out something. In verse 10, he said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind, his might. So don't forget, because I like to emphasize so much on what I call this mind. You are what you think. You are what you think. And there must be a change in thinking before you can realize a change in action. And when you think, when we talk about this mind, it is the mind, we have the imaginations. Just like I told you earlier on, that it is by imagination human mind can project and go to the future. And a human mind can go back to the past by memory, by just recall the memory. Sometimes human mind can be so sophisticated that when you go into the psychological feature, you will see it's so complex. It's beyond what we think we know. Human mind, which is God created in his own image, that is ability of man to think. You know, like I said, that which is responsible for one's thoughts and feelings, especially the seat of the faculty of reason. Now, let me just enumerate briefly about these four basic psychological features that I just mentioned. I said thoughts. Human mind composes of thoughts. Don't forget, I'm still going to the battle of the mind. The thoughts. That is a seat at which we make a rational or irrational decision. The thought is where you just sit down and we can make a decision. You can try to determine the cause of events. Let me quickly just go on so that I will not waste our time. Then, under the thoughts, we have inner self. I have something that I just put to be cognition. I have conscious, and I put knowledge. And when you talk about knowledge, which is about is slightly different from cognition. Cognition, when you want to talk about cognition, this is including wisdom, perception, and mindset. Don't forget, I said the four basic psychological features of mind are thoughts, event, knowledge, and motivation. When we talk about events, event has to do with something that happens at a given place and time. Now, this is battle. Because when we say the battle of the mind, our thought life and our armor. Don't forget the text that I just given you in the Ephesians 6. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So it tells me that devil always comes to mind, to the human mind, to attack. Because the battlefield of our spiritual warfare is not like a confessional war, like the warfare between America and Iraq. But the battlefield that we are talking about, the battle of the mind, is the mind itself. And in this battle, it is all this that combine the thoughts, the knowledge, the events, everything that you can, the inner self, the inmost being, and the spirit self. So why Satan want to attack your mind? Just like I've just said, that because your mind is the part of the image of God, where God communicates with you and reveals his will to you. The mind is the part of the image of God, where God communicates with us and reveal his will to us. The Bible says Satan went to Eve. And the Bible says Satan went to Jesus. Jesus has a mission. His mission is to come to this world and to die and to give life to those that willingly believing. And the Satan knows that he knows his mission and is on the course of fulfilling his mission. Therefore, he has to go to his mind and to attack, to speak to his thoughts. You know, we don't live by what we don't wage war, spiritual war, by ordinary what you eat. Sometimes we think because we can make a fast, that is the only thing. No, it's good to fast, but that does not deter devil. Even the Bible said after Jesus has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil came. And I want you to notice one thing about the spiritual battle. You know, when we talk about battle, in a simplicity of definition, it is an hostile meeting of opposing military forces in the course of war. This war, this life is a warfare. And I've given you what it takes to win this battle of the mind. Because the battle is between good and evil. And the battlefield, which is the mind, which is the seat of our emotion, feelings, willing, and the faculty of reason. And if you cannot remember anything about this discussion, just remember you are what you think. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 26, verse 3, he said, the steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. You cannot avoid this war. I cannot avoid it. You know, three things is happening. The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ save us from the penalty of sin, empower us to overcome sin. But we cannot avoid the presence of sin, because the world is so corrupt. Your mind affects your whole being. You know, I always argue with some psychology and the healing psychology of our day, and which says the exciting new field of holistic medicine draws upon the influences of the mind to help the patient cure himself. That is not really, really true. When there is a spot between the game between, maybe for instance, Cowboy versus Redskin, the two coach did everything within their power, even psychologically prepare each coach and each team as a best and a winning team. But the Bible has already defined it. One must win and the other must lose. How can we just engage this battle? What are our weapons of warfare? The Bible tells us in that book of Ephesians 6, in verse 11, it said, put on the whole armor of God. He said, the whole armor. The whole armor, not one, and leave the other. A combatant soldier, a Navy SEAL, whatever it is, go to battle fully loaded. He's not going to use those weapons that he carries simultaneously. But the skill will tell him what kind of the ammunition he needs at a particular circumstances. So also, when we are in the battle of the mind, we have to put on the whole armor of God, so that we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So in a nutshell, there is ongoing battle continuously and constantly. And that the battlefield of this life is not conventional one. It is in the human mind. And I've just given you very few features, basic features, that is our thoughts, events, knowledge, and motivation. When we talk about knowledge, which I just want to rush through, the knowledge is the psychological result of perception and learning and reasoning, sometimes simply endowed by God. Knowledge is what you know, but wisdom is the application of the knowledge. I don't have time at all giving you everything about the future of all these things. But with little thing that we just said about this, I want you to know that we are at constant warfare with our enemy. And the battle is between good and evil. It's between blessings and curses. And if we want to be a victorious, we have to put our trust and obey what God has given to us. Put on the whole armor. It's not saying that God is going to give you the armor. It's not what you can just say, Lord, I need you to give me this armor. You just have to put it on. It is the duty of American government to provide his combatant every weapon they need in the battlefield. So also the God, the creator of heaven and earth, know that we need all this armor is available. So if we want to just be victorious, not to be a victim in this battle, I will employ us to have our time to read the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, starting from verse 10, and read through verse 18, and just pray a simple prayer. And I believe God himself will reveal himself into our inner mind, and he will give us the power to be able to apprehend and to comprehend him. So that we will not be a victim of this battle. Finally, our real battle is not with human cultists, false religionists, atheists, agnostics, and pseudo-Christians, but with the demonic beings walking through them, of which even the flesh and blood opponents themselves are sometimes unaware. Put on the whole armor of God. And as we do this, we will be victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast on March 3rd, 2013, on which the topic will be In the Grip of Fear at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.